The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. The show will begin right after these parody, Antifa cowardice songs.
It's time to fling a couple M80s aimed at our enemies, 'cause they don't believe what we believe. It seems so strange to use violence this way. Come to think of it, we're all just f***ing hypocrites. We're anti-fascist, man, using fascist tactics, man. We only came to beat you. Your city, it can burn too. It's okay, 'cause you're all Nazis. Ah!
Antifa, Antifa.
Look at us, we're all so virtuous and don't know what the f*** we are doing. We're a laughing stock, so here we come to throw a big tantrum. We don't change a thing, we're just in lust with rioting. We're anti-fascist, man, using fascist tactics, man. We only came to beat you. A peaceful assembly too. No big deal, 'cause you're just Nazis. Ah!
Antifa, Antifa.
Don't tell them, please, or mom and dad will ground me. Say something I feel is wrong, and I'll scream Nazi and crack your skull!
Look at us, we're Antifa. Did I mention we were Antifa? You should come and join Antifa.
The boogeyman with Antifa! We're anti-fascist, man! Using fascist tactics, man! We only came to beat you! Your free speech, it can't die too! Justified, 'cause you're all Nazis,
Antifa, 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 dumb as fuck.
My legs shaved and my eyebrows shaved. My hair is greasy and orange lipstick. Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
But when I feel my genitals,
woo-hoo!
And I give them a tickle,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, I'm weird and I'm freaky. All of the time I can virtue signal to people I'm unequal. I've got depression 'cause of oppression. It's so, so common. So vote for Corbyn. When I feel my genitals,
woo-hoo!
And I'm hammer and sickle,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, the right wing just tease me all of the time, and together we will all be you. Hashtag me too.
Pepe has become kind of a symbol.
So you wanna be Antifa? We're taking down the West. Unless your mom finds your bandana, she'll never guess.
Even though you're anti-fascist, can you act like a fascist if you need to? Never talk to the camera, there is nobody that you should ever speak to.
And wear the Antifa kid, cause you're gonna get hit.
So you wanna be Antifa, you wanna change the world. Be like Yvette Flacca, what an amazing girl.
Keep covering your face when you cover them in mace, let me tell ya. When the right try to talk, you can use a bike lock to defend ya.
And wear a black outfit, so they know who to hit.
Come on down to Berkeley, get on from the beach. You can punch a Nazi if he's using free speech. You'll never catch us, we're anonymous. Find a random signpost, kick it all around. Find a random trash can, burn it to the ground.
What point do you prove when garbage is moved?
We don't know.
So you wanna be a commie with full government, and you'd also like anarchy with no government.
It's pretty much the same, not it's definitely not a contradiction. Don't be questioning our logic, and I'm sure you'll make a great new addition.
Cause you might as well quit if you question it.
This is revolution, this isn't just a game. So wear your little outfit and use a fake name. Trust us, we're the left. We deserve respect. We hate all the racists, fascists on the right, even though our members all happen to be white.
That isn't the point.
The point is that we are heroes.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. You wanna party, yeah. Hey, it's Friday, let's party tonight. Party, baby, it's Friday. It's Friday, gonna party.
And I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, baby. Beat the baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Friday edition of Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyde, and if you'd like to participate, call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. I want to talk about Antifa. I want to talk about why they're not labeled as a domestic terrorist group. Why are they not labeled as a freaking terrorist group? Cowards! Nothing but cowards. You attack someone's wife and children when you know they're not home. You're cowards. So that's the main thing that I want to talk about today. They attacked Tucker Carlson's home. Terrorized his wife and children when he was live on the air. This is okay in America? This is fine? Women, more women, you need to listen to me. You need to really go and get your license to carry your gun, license to carry a gun. You need to get it, because especially I'm talking mostly about conservative women, because this is going to happen a lot, and you need to be able to defend yourself. You really have to defend yourself. This is unacceptable. Unacceptable. Did anyone get arrested? So we're going to be talking more about that. But right now, I don't want to start off hot and heavy. So let's just do some news. Let's get into some news right now. Because I'm really fired up. I'm fired up. This is freaking BS. You attack a woman and children? You sick freaks. Okay, all right. Let's just get some news. So, Ruth Bader Ginsburg hospitalized after fracturing 3 ribs in the fall. So let's see what's going on there. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 85, breaks ribs in fall. She's honestly, when you get to that age, you really need to retire. You have to retire. You have to. Don't let the Democrats make you stay there. You're going to die. Why not enjoy the few years you have left? She needs to retire. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office and fractured 3 ribs. The 85-year-old liberal justice was admitted to the hospital Thursday. Ginsburg's health has been a matter of intense speculation in recent years. The court's oldest member, Ginsburg, has survived multiple bouts with cancer and in 2014 underwent a procedure to have a stent placed in her right coronary artery. The fall happened Wednesday evening. She went home, but after experiencing discomfort overnight, went to George Washington University Hospital early this morning, the court said in a statement Thursday. Tests show that she fractured 3 ribs on her left side and she was admitted for observation and treatment. It is not the first time that Ginsburg has fractured her ribs while on the court. So it's always sad to see stuff like this. Now obviously I don't agree with any of her politics, but you know, no one deserves to be treated in a harsh way like Antifa. I'm gonna be struggling so hard not to use expletives on the air because I'm so mad that they did this. They're such cowards. They're honestly cowards. They cover their faces because they're cowards. They're cowards. If I ever encountered them and they try to attack me, I would attack them, but I would make sure that I uncover their face so I could look the coward in their eye as I beat the crap out of them. Okay, experience discomfort overnight. That's probably still about Ruthie. People concern offer. Okay, yeah, so this is all about her. War vet slaughters 12 at borderline bar. This is sickening. This is really sickening. I'm looking at him. He looks demented. He looks really demented. The tattooed ex-Marine who killed 12 people in country music bar massacre had PTSD. So, yeah, that's why he looks messed up. Gunman 28 terrified his mother and neighbors after returning from Afghanistan tour before he opened fire on student night. Wow. Wow. So sad. Very sad. Ian David Long, 28, opened fire at Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks at 11:20 p.m. on Wednesday. He was dressed in all black and used a legally owned 45 caliber handgun, which had an extended magazine. Witness said he also let off smoke grenades inside to confuse the terrified crowds as they ran for their lives. This is sad. This is really sad. He killed himself on Wednesday in the office in the bar after killing 11, as well as a sheriff's sergeant. He really looks sick. I'm looking at a picture. You can look at someone and tell that they're sick and something's wrong with them. You know, I'm talking about a psychological sickness. This picture of him, he looks psychologically sick. Sick. Sick freak. Really sick. California horror scene, okay. That's still about him. Florida recount drama. Let's see what's going on here. Florida recount drama. Well, it says here, Democrat lawyers are descending on Florida Republicans blast recount effort. Republicans went on the offensive on Thursday as the race for three statewide offices in Florida tightened amid intense scrutiny over vote counting in Democratic-heavy Broward County. Broward election supervisors ongoing violations of Florida law requiring timely reporting isn't just annoying and incompetent. Senator Mark Rubio tweeted, referring to Broward Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes, "It has opened the door for lawyers to come here and try to steal a seat in the U.S. Senate and Florida cabinet." Rubio was referring to the races that for State Agriculture Commissioner, where Democrat Nikki Fried opened up a tiny lead of 564 votes over Republican Matt Caldwell on Thursday afternoon, and the most expensive race in the U.S. Senate history between Republican Rick Scott and Democrat Bill Nelson. Scott had a lead of 17,344 votes as of Thursday afternoon, within the threshold for a manual recount. Latest ballots dumped by Broward and or Palm Beach flipped AG Commissioner race to Dems and shaved another 4K from Scott's lead in Senate race. Rubio tweeted, "Since 3 a.m. Wednesday, slow drip from these two Dem-controlled counties cut lead and they refuse to disclose number of ballots they have left." Yeah, it's all fraud. We know that they're fraud. I don't understand how they get away with it. I am so not cut out to be a politician, because I would let me tell you. Stacey Abrams refused to concede. Bernie says whites uncomfortable for first time over voting for African American. Give a crap what you think, Bernie. You don't give a crap. Democrat now leading in Arizona. Police probe mob at Tucker Carlson home. We're gonna. I'm so mad. I just want to I'm so mad. But I don't want to talk about that just yet. Let's see what the story says. Police say they are investigating the protests and vandalism at the home of Fox News host Tucker Carlson as a possible hate crime. It's the latest example of protesters targeting the personal lives of Trump administration officials and allies in D.C. area. Washington Metropolitan Police Department reported that officers were summoned to Carlson's home Wednesday evening and found about 20 protesters and a commonly used anarchy symbol sprayed paint on driveway. A brief video posted on social media by the group calling itself Smash Racism DC shows people standing outside a darkened home chanting, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night." The video was later removed from Twitter. There were no arrests. See, this is what pisses me off. But police confiscated several signs. The report lists the incident as a suspected hate crime on the basis of anti-political bias. The Metropolitan Police said in a statement, they welcome and support all expressions of free speech and First Amendment rights, but the defacing private property is obviously a violation. No crap, Sherlock. No freaking crap. We will work to hold those accountable for their unlawful actions. There's currently an open criminal investigation regarding this matter, the statement said. Carlson has been a major supporter of President Trump and his policies. In recent months, White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Homeland Security, Kristen Nielsen, and Republican Senator Ted Cruz were all either refused service or berated by protesters in area restaurants. And a statement released by Fox News called it reprehensible and called for more civil discourse at the time of intense political polarization. We as a nation have become far too intolerant of different points of views, the statement said. Former Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly tweeted that the incident was stomach-turning, and late-night talk show host Stephen Colbert, a frequent critic of Trump and Fox News, also condemned it on Twitter. Fighting Tucker Carlson's idea, theirs is an American right. Targeting his home and terrorizing his family is an act of monstrous cowardice. And it's true, Colbert wrote. Obviously, don't do this, but also take no pleasure in it happening. Feeding monsters just makes more monsters. This is sickening. This is really sickening. Truly, truly sickening. Suspected hate crime. That's the same stuff there. Antifa published address of Coulter, Hannity, and more. I don't understand why they're not. President Trump, please have your Justice Department label them correctly. They are a domestic terrorist group. They really are. So DC Antifa publishes home address of Tucker Carlson and his brother, as well as Ann Coulter, Neil Patel, and Sean Hannity. Hours after an Antifa mob showed up at the home of Fox host Tucker Carlson, an affiliated Twitter account published his home address and the home address of his brother, Buckley Carlson, along with the addresses of Ann Coulter, Daily Caller's Neil Patel, and Sean Hannity. We will not be naming the account or linking to it, but it has not been removed by Twitter at the time of writing. The account has over 3,000 followers. The dox of right-wing media figures was posted along with a message asserting that politics affects people's lives. They demanded that the people they are harassing stop promoting racism and fascism. I don't understand. Approximately an hour before Carlson's Fox News show aired Wednesday evening, the left mob showed up at his home. This is sickening. Really sickening. As a privately owned website, we reserve the right to edit or remove comments that contain spam, blah, blah, blah. Antifa needs to be declared as a terrorist organization. That's what I keep saying. Michael Savage has said that before too. Did I hear correctly that Sean Hannity is fairly well trained when it comes to firearms? I hope that no one will remind the Antifa thugs about it if it's true. Let them find out in person. Antifa, okay, so I'm not gonna sit here and read comments. Twitter should be ashamed of themselves. Let me see if I could go to Twitter and find that Antifa official and see if I could find where they have these addresses public. And let's see if I can find these addresses. Okay, I couldn't find anything. Of course, they're not gonna have anything. They're cowards. So, but I don't want to get into them right now. This segment is not about that. Let's continue on with some news. I'm like so frustrated by this. This is pissing me off. Chris Christie considered to replace Sessions. Who else is on the short list? Let's see. Chris Christie being considered to replace Sessions as Attorney General. Former New York Governor Chris Christie is being considered to replace Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Two sources familiar with the matter says President Trump forced Sessions out, as well as he should have. He should have been gone a long time ago. He really should have been gone. He really should have been gone a long time ago. Barfly husband rips interim AG pick as illegal. Barfly is Kellyanne Conway, by the way. He says, Kellyanne Conway husband writes, Scatchin op-ed saying Trump's interim AG pick is illegal. I don't give a damn what you think. Just stay the hell out of politics. You and your barfly wits. Liz Cheney on House leadership track pledges aggressive messaging. After losing Texas, judge frees juvenile delinquents to skip court. After losing Texas judge frees juvenile defendants. And wow, it's not like a rogue judge here. So after losing his seat to Democrats, the Texas judge frees most juvenile defendants and skip court. Woo, mamma mia. Update 1 p.m. November 8th, revised to include that Glenn Delvin did not appear in court Thursday morning. A Texas judge ousted in Tuesday midterms election spent Wednesday morning releasing nearly all of the juvenile defendants who came before him and didn't show up to court Thursday. Harris County Juvenile Court Judge Glenn Delvin lost his re-election bid to Natalie Oates as Democrats sweep the county's juvenile judicial offices. He was releasing everybody, public defender Stephen Halbert told the Houston Chronicle. Apparently, he was saying that's what the voters wanted. Delvin asked each of the defendants he saw whether they planned to kill anyone upon their release, the Chronicle reported, then released them until a rescheduled January 4th court date. The day Oates takes over the 313th District Court. Oates is going to be overwhelmed. Wow. This could endanger the public, Harris County District Attorney Keg Og said in a written statement. We oppose the wholesale release of violent offenders at any age. After the ACLU of Texas asked the Texas Commission of Judicial Conduct to investigate Delvin's actions, he apparently did not come to court Thursday. The court's coordinator did not respond to requests for comments of his absence. Maybe he is reflecting upon the merits of his new release policy, Harris County Chief Public Defender Alex Bonin told the Chronicle. This is too much. Delvin campaigned on a platform of reducing recidivism, especially for youth involved in gangs. So, wow. Steve Wynn saved $900 million with well-timed casino stock sale. Farrakhan in Iran warns Trump Mideast war possible. Sex robot virginity for sale at a creepy new brothel. My goodness. Wowzy. Wheezy. Wowzy. Why am I clicking on that story? Why does that Why am I? Okay, the mirror. Of course. It had to be the mirror or the sun. I gotta admit, it does look really creepy. It looks really creepy. I'm looking at... Okay, let me look at this video. Let's turn the volume down. Okay, turn the volume down. No, these sex robots are something else. I don't know. It really does look creepy. Okay, I want to watch the video. Why am I still watching the video? I want to see how creepy it is. I'm here to report to you. This is all investigative... Warning, contains scenes of adult nature, it says. Click for sound. Okay, we won't put sound. Ease robot. Okay, maybe it's not. Maybe it won't be bad. Let's see.
Ease robot dreams is a sex robot experience gallery designed for people to come in and interact with robots like Harmony in either public or private settings. Everyone will have different reasons for wanting to interact with our robots.
There's a guy, he's shirtless, he's feeling up the dog.
Some people are going to have social anxiety, be on the autism spectrum, or maybe they're just lonely. Whatever your reason is, you can find a lot of comfort in these robots.
My body is made from platinum-grade silicone. My skin is supple and firm. My body is made for ultimate pleasure and I can't wait for you to feel it.
It's very important how we approach this technology. Goodness. If we do it right, it can fulfill all of our desires.
I feel like we could have a really good time together. I feel like we could even fall in love.
Are you kidding?
When you support this campaign, you'll help us open our first location in West Hollywood, California. You can be one of the first people to interact with this technology. Your contribution will help cultivate a healthy environment for both robots and humans. Thank you for supporting Eve's Robot Dreams.
Wow. No comment. Let's move on to the next story. It's a crowdfunding. I'm not going to put any links to that. You can look that up yourself. Yep. Three asteroids will fly dangerously close to Earth this weekend, NASA warns. Flight attendant breastfeds stranger's baby on... Wait, this gotta be a sun story. It's gotta be a sun and mirror again, I'm guessing. It's New York Post. How is this possible? Why would she... Okay, let me read into this. You can't... you can't fall prey to headlines. You can't read the headlines and freak out. It's got to be a reason why she's breastfeeding a stranger's baby on a flight. So it goes here. Coffee, tea, breast milk. A flight attendant went above and beyond to help a mom who ran out of formula for her infant Tuesday during a domestic Philippine Airlines flight. Patricia Oregano, a 24-year-old flight attendant and first-time mom, offered to breastfeed the stranger's baby. I don't know what to say here. I heard an infant's cry, a cry that will make you want to do anything to help, Oregano wrote in a Facebook post, along with a photo of her cradling the child. I approached the mother and asked if everything's okay. I tried to tell her to feed her hungry child. Teary-eyed, she told me that she ran out of formula milk. Passengers started looking and staring at the tiny, fragile crying infant. I felt a pinch in my heart, she continued. There's no formula milk on board. I thought to myself, there's only one thing I could offer, and that's my own milk. And so I offered. Oregano said, the flight supervisor, Cheryl Villaflord, took the mother to a private part of the plane so that she could be there while Oregano breastfed the baby. The baby started rooting. She was so hungry, Oregano wrote. What does that mean, the baby started rooting? I saw the relief on her mother's eyes. I continued to feed the baby until she fell asleep. I escorted her back to her seat, and just before I left, the mother sincerely thanked me. She added, Oregano, who described herself as a breastfeeding advocate, has a 9-month-old baby at home. Not only was the flight meaningful to Oregano because she was able to help a fellow mother in need, but she also checked flight evacuations for a new promotion. I was right. The flight's gonna be special. So special, not only because I got qualified as an evacuator, but I got to help, she wrote. The Food and Drug Administration warns using breast milk from another mother's comes with risk and recommends consulting the child's health care provider. It's true. Beforehand. That is true. Risk for the baby include exposure to infectious disease, including HIV, true, to chemical contaminants such as illegal drugs, and to a limited number of prescription drugs that might be in the human milk. If the donor has not been adequately screened, in addition, in human milk is not handled and stored properly, it could, like any type of milk, become contaminated and unsafe to drink. So, wow. What a story. Again, I have no comment here. Let's move right along. Mad cow organizing street marches. PSMBC, I don't care. I really don't care. We're on the verge of constitutional crisis due to Sessions firing. I disagree. After losing, Democrat politicians now say they can be truthful. All right, after losing, they can be truthful. Let's see what the truth is here. Let us see what the truth, and let's see if the truth shall set them free. Certainly, I doubt that the truth will set any of these left-wing fanatics free, but let's read. Let's not prejudge them. After losing, them politicians say now they can be truthful. McCaskill Cortray freed from constraints of not being able to say what they really think. Okay, so it occurred to me that I am now freed from the constraints of running for or holding public office, said Richard Cordray, and losing candidate in Ohio's governor's race. Cordray says now that he does not have to be accountable to voters, he can speak more naturally about what he really thinks about issues. So Democrat Clary McCaskill, who also lost Tuesday, was gleeful doing her concession speech that she no longer has to be careful about what she says about her political position. She lost to Josh Hawley by more than 6 points. I know my mouth gets me in trouble a lot, right? McCaskill said, but believe it or not, I really had to be kind of careful. Not anymore, she yelled. Earlier in her concession speech, she was honest about how she feels about Missouri. Well, come on, just tell me what she feels. This state drives me crazy, but I love every corner of it. I really do, she said. I even love the reddest of the red counties, and there were a lot of them tonight. Costco's closing argument in her campaign was she is not one of those crazy Democrats. Okay. Alrighty then. Let's see what else is out here. Mueller, the mule jackass, is writing his final report. Quiet period flurry worries West Wing. Court case tests special counsel power. Let's see this. Okay. Let's see what's going on here. Washington said AUS Justice Department attorney on Thursdays spelled out the circumstances under which Special Counsel Robert Mueller could be fired in a court case that took on new significance this week after President Donald Trump ousted his Attorney General. The case argued on Mueller's behalf by Deputy General Michael Dreeben, who is working temporarily on assignment in Mueller's office, stated months ago as a challenge to the legality of Mueller's appointment and his authority. When Trump ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Wednesday and replaced him with Matthew Whitaker, Democrats in the U.S. Congress immediately warned that Trump might be moving to dismiss Mueller and squash his probe. It's fake, just like fake news, fake probe, F- Vape probe, people. Vape probe. I got something for you to probe right here. Probe this. Man arrested for allegedly making 40 harassing death threats calls to CNN. Deportation filings record high. Good. Build a wall. Paradise burning. Tens of thousands flee fast-moving California fire. Growth rate, 80 football fields per minute. Horrifying scene on chaos. That's obviously talking about the maniac. Cars abandoned with babies in arms explosions. Wow, that's sad. Disney have a record profit. Google walkout organizers fume. Core demands ignored. Modern day Jim Crow system. So much stuff here that I just don't feel like getting into. I really don't feel. NPR kill journalist story due to accent. Dating apps use artificial intelligence to help search for love. HIV infected man accused of raping scores of teens. This is sick. This is really sick. HIV infested Thai man accused of raping scores of teenagers. This is in Bangkok. Police in Thailand say they have arrested an HIV-infected soldier who allegedly blackmailed and raped more than 70 teenage boys. Oh my goodness. Wow. Police said they received a complaint that the suspect was using fake social media profiles on Facebook and the gay dating app Blued to win the trust of his victims. So they would send him nude photos before agreeing to meet him. When they found out he was not who he pretended to be online, he then would threaten to make their nude photos public if they didn't have sex with him. Police said in a statement that they discovered medicine for treating HIV when they arrested the 43-year-old suspect, Sergeant Major Chakrit Kosong, whatever his name is, and at his home Wednesday. He should be stoned to death. He shouldn't die easy. That's sick. That's really sick. So far, they have determined that his 70 victims was between 13 and 18. Even though the suspect is a soldier, his behavior, and I've consulted with army commanders, is a personal issue, not an organizational one. Police said they are widening their investigation and attempting to contact other victims who have not yet filed charges. Sick. This is sick. This is really sick, dude. I don't know if this. I'm reading some of the comments. I hope this is not true. Someone says, "Isn't this a misdemeanor in California?" I wouldn't be shocked if it is. Okay, I can't read anymore. This is pissing me off. I'm really pissing me off. Who is this? Let's see. Okay, no. That's not what I thought it was. Okay, Judge defy El Chapo. Wife embrace deems too risky. Record 17-foot python caught in Florida. fugitive giant lizard, that terrified neighborhood captured. I want to see this giant lizard. What giant lizard is this? Let's see. Let's take a look at this video. I want to see a giant lizard. Come on, with the commercials already. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. This is a long commercial. Okay, someone's talking. Let's see. Boy, I got the speaker on silent. Come on, stop doing these things. Just give it decent volume.
All of a sudden I hear this screech from my wife, like what is going on? Is something happening to the kids? And we went in the
Oh my goodness.
She's like, it's back, it's back. And I opened the glass, the blinds, and there he was sitting right here on the back patio. I was like, wow, that's one big fella.
A terrified family has enlisted the help of trappers, hunting dogs, and state wildlife officers to try to catch a Nile monitor lizard that has made repeated visits to their home in Davie.
You know, I came around outside, came around front, and tried to lure him back out to the front of the house so I could trap him inside the garage, so it'd be easier to capture. And he followed me, no problem. So he's definitely somebody's pet that got loose, and we're just trying to track him down to get him out of here. It's an invasive species, and you know, being out here, he's got an abundance of food. Looks like he ate one of the raccoons or, you know, one of the animals that's out here. He's definitely, since the first time I saw him, he's got a lot fatter. He's scary. You know, it's scary to have something that big up so close, especially with a little one like him. He's fast, he's dangerous, so it's just something we got to be careful for and be vigilant.
State wildlife officials asked the public to report sightings. They added that these lizards can be dangerous when cornered, so the state discourages anyone from attempting to catch them.
Yeah, that's a scary looking fella there. No kidding. Scary, scary. I saw that thing that I would have to pull off my... Back-a-tat-tat! Rat-a-tat-tat! 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 You know what I'm saying? Lion suspected in drowning of 400 buffaloes in Botswana. Stephen Hawking's wheelchair sells for $393,000. Is he still alive? Ex-Marine may have suffered from... Oh, that's the sick guy. Sick. You know, two different type of sickness. You got a sickness like that, then you have a sickness of a man that lured 13 to 18 year old teens and infected them with HIV possibly. Unreal. FDA to ban sales of flavored e-cigs. This scares me. I don't like this story at all because I am a vapor, as you many who watch me on our new Snapchat P Bomb Show. You see me vaping a lot, so to ban flavored juices is gonna be not good. Not good at all. Let's see. The FDA alarmed by a huge increase in vaping among minors is expected to impose severe restrictions on the sale of e-cigs products throughout the United States. Actions will probably have a significant impact on the industry. Yeah, it's grown a lot over the years. with little government oversight. As soon as next week, FDA commissioner is expected to announce a ban on the sale of most flavored e-cigarettes in tens of thousands of convenience stores and gas stations across the county, according to agency's officials. The agency will also impose such rules as age verification requirements for online sales. Proposed ban on menthol in regular cigarettes. And the agency has been collecting public comments on such such bannings. So it's not gonna affect me. I'm not gonna be affected by this. So okay. So that's good. That's good. Teens ruining it for others. Cigarette smoking rate declines to new low. It's because of e-cigs. And you know they're losing money when I'm watching TV and there's not anti-vape commercials basically saying that vaping is not safer than cigarettes. That's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that vaping leads to cigarettes. It's definitely sponsored by the cigarette companies. There's no doubt in my mind. After reading the story, let's open the story and read it. That their sales are declining. It's definitely because of vaping, and they don't like it. They don't like it at all. Cigarette smoking is losing popularity in the United States, where health officials Thursday announced just 14% of population now smokes, the lowest level recorded in the country. Some 34 million U.S. adults smoke cigarettes, according to a 2017 survey by the U.S. Centers of Disease and Control Prevention. The 14% cigarette smoker rate is down from 15.5% in 2016. I'm trying to see if they list the reason here. Just thumbing through real fast. It doesn't list the reason, but I'm a thinker. I think. Whoa! I smoke too. Let's go back up here. Meanwhile, e-cigarette is rising fast among young adults, and U.S. regulators are considering a ban on flavored nicotine as used in a battery-powered vaping device. The CDC said 1 in 5 U.S. adults, 47 million people, still use some form of tobacco products, including cigarettes, cigars, e-cigarettes, hookah pipes, or smokeless tobacco. So that's what it is. The cigarette companies, they want this ban on vaping because they are losing money. That's the bottom line. Big tobacco wants to kill vaping industry. That's just the truth. There's no question in my mind. None whatsoever. White South Africans barred from registering on government job site. Sickening. Underperforming Chinese workers made to drink wine and eat. Made to drink urine and eat bugs? Wait a minute here. This gotta be the sun or the mirror. This can't be. No, it's not. It's gross. Underperforming Chinese workers made to drink urine and eat bugs. In Beijing, workers at a Chinese home renovation company who failed to complete their task had to drink urine, eat cockroaches, or get whipped by a belt. I think I'd rather get whipped by the belt. I'm not drinking urine. That's gross. Or eating cockroaches. Others had to shave their heads or drink water from a toilet bowl and had their salaries withheld by a month, according to the image and videos on Chinese social media cited by the state media. That's gross. The punishments were all publicly mediated out. Oh my goodness. Wow. That is insanity. A 6-foot emu and feisty donkey fell in love. Oh no, don't tell me that. They can't. If they made. Okay, why did I think I read something like this before? The mule and the emu enjoy some quality time together at California Waterfowl Rescue, where they share an enclosure. California Waterfowl Rescue. Okay. All right. Horses slaughtered for meat across Venezuela. Hundreds of currency speculators arrested. So, I had planned on doing a segment about Antifa, but this segment ran so long. I ran way too long. I'm going to have to continue that probably a Saturday night show. I'm just going to talk about Antifa. I'm going to go back and talk about the group and the things that they do. And you tell me whether or not they should be labeled as a domestic terrorist group. In fact, I was reading on Twitter, I thought I saw where it says a congressman brought up a bill. Let me just do a quick search. Bill to label Antifa terrorist group. Let's see if anything comes up here. I know I saw it. Antifa. U.S. Security Agency's label group. Okay, not the security agency. I'm looking for a congressman. I thought I saw someone brought up a bill. Congressman bill. Let's put congressman in front of it. Congressman. Okay, I'm not finding it right now. I saw it on Twitter. Can't believe everything on these. See? Yeah, I don't see anything. So anyway, the show ran. That segment just ran way long. Longer than I had diarrhea of the mouth, apparently. I just couldn't stop from talking. So let's just do a few more news stories and call it a evening. Call it a day. Call it a day. Ventura County deputy died a hero trying to stop Thousand Oaks shooting. Sickening. Fox News CEO president slam reprehensible Antifa. That's so sad. Districts with large foreign-born populations sent far-left Democrats to Congress. How Trump is toughening asylum rules for immigrants. Good. Good, 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 good. GOP can't win with half MAGA. You're either in or you're out. It's true. It's true. You have to be all in or not at all. I agree. Muslims shout down vigil for Jewish massacre victims in London. professor reacts to midterms, from raging at bigots to Beto 2020. Beto, 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 liberals angry at white women for re-electing Ted Cruz, a Hispanic. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, not really. Donald Trump issues messages honoring victims of Communism Day, Communism Day, Communism, Dominism, Communism Day. U.S. bishops demand reasonable gun measures after California shooting. Trump needs to be a unifier now to succeed. The Space Force is coming. The Space Force is coming. Here's why the U.S. needs it. Space Force is coming. The Space Force is coming. The Space... Can you tell that I'm acting a little bit silly now? No empathy. Fox, Matt, defends terrorizing Tucker Carlson's family. Yeah, I can't... No. Facebook delays political ad ID checks after complete failure of system. Um, 81% of parents let children under 11 watch YouTube videos. And sometimes, you know, YouTube videos can, it depends on what you're watching, you know? But anyway, I will definitely have to do a show. And like I said, it'll probably be Saturday evening. We'll see, because I have a full-fledged weekend plan. And just on Antifa, it's got to be done. So, like I said, I ran a way long. So, yeah, everyone, have yourself a lovely weekend. And I think Monday, is Monday Veterans Day? What is Monday? Monday. Let's see. Okay, so this doesn't tell me. Let's look at my phone. Where is it? Let's just see what Siri says. Hey Siri, what holiday is Monday?
Monday isn't a holiday. Not here. Anyway.
Siri. Is Monday Veterans Day?
Veterans Day is this Sunday, November 11th, 2018.
Okay, so it's Sunday, but we recognize it on Monday. Okay. I thought Siri was just like the Amazon, I forget what the heck her name, the Amazon one who says Jesus is a figment of the imagination, basically. That's why I'm not buying any Amazon speaker called Jesus a figment of the imagination. You crazy? That infuriated me when I can't think of it right now. Why can't I think of it right now? Alexa, that's it. Alexa. I'm not buying that Alexa speaker system. Calling. No. Not happening here. So anyway, have yourself a lovely little weekend. And I will see you back Monday, potentially Saturday. Take care.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. political bomb show. Come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb show. Come on, people, let's go.
So happy it's Friday. Fly, fly, fly across the sky. Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. Friday, today is Friday. Have a great weekend. See you.